Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. I'm your host, Alex. And I'm Jordan. Today, we're diving into a pretty hot topic that every content creator needs to pay attention to. 5 mistakes with thumbnail creator. AI that could be killing your views. Exactly. It's wild how so many creators think they can just hit a button and voila, instant viral success. But reality check. If your views are stuck, it might be time to rethink that approach. Oh, absolutely. I've been there, staring at my analytics, wondering why my fancy new thumbnails aren't translating into views. It can be so frustrating. Right? So let's kick things off with the first mistake, using AI without understanding the psychology behind the image. So, what do you mean by that? Great question. A lot of creators just accept whatever the AI generates, but here's the thing. AI doesn't understand emotions. It might produce technically perfect images, but they often lack that engaging spark. Oh wow, that's actually really interesting. So you're saying thumbnails with emotive faces can boost click-through rates significantly? Exactly. Thumbnails that focus on expressive faces can increase CTR by about 38%. If the face looks blank, you're leaving potential views on the table. So we need to play director here, right? Guide the AI to capture the right emotion? Precisely. And don't forget about color psychology. Just because AI chooses colors for you doesn't mean they're the best choices. Bright colors like yellow and red still grab attention, especially on YouTube. Got it. And I imagine that adjusting the saturation can really help too, right? Yes. A little vibrance can go a long way, especially on mobile screens. Speaking of which, let's move on to the second mistake. Mobile optimization. Okay, why does that matter so much? Well, over half of educational videos are watched on mobile devices. If you create a stunning 4K image on a big monitor, but it turns into a blurry mess on a phone, you're hurting your engagement. Wow, I didn't realize how critical that was. So basically, too much detail can backfire? Exactly. AI loves to add texture, but that detail can turn into noise on smaller screens. I saw that poor mobile optimization can decrease engagement by a staggering 67%. That's a massive number. What's the next mistake you see? Skipping the upscaling step. A lot of people think their AI-generated thumbnail is good enough, but most outputs are only 1024 by 1024 pixels. When you upload to platforms like YouTube, the images get compressed. So if we don't upscale, our thumbnails can look soft and unappealing? You got it. Running your thumbnails through an upscaler only takes a few seconds, but can make a huge difference in sharpness. Think of it like polishing a car after a repair. That's such a good analogy. I'm definitely guilty of skipping that step sometimes. What's the next pitfall? Ignoring trends. What worked a couple of years ago might not work today. If you're using outdated prompts, you're falling behind. So you need to stay in the loop, right? Exactly. Channels that adapt to current trends can see massive improvement CTR. For example, one channel shifted from generic images to using tools that analyze viral patterns and saw a 38% increase in CTR just by updating their thumbnails. That's incredible. So how do we keep track of trends effectively? Spend about 10 minutes each week looking at your niche's trending tab. Take screenshots of the top 5 thumbnails and use those as references for your AI. Awesome tip. And what's the final mistake you see creators making? Using a generic workflow, many people treat AI like a slot machine, hoping for a jackpot. But that approach doesn't work. You need tools that analyze your title and branding together to create something cohesive. So if we use a more comprehensive system, we can achieve better results? Exactly. For instance, some agencies are cutting their thumbnail production time by 85% while maintaining a high ROI, but they didn't just slap together a generic generator, they used tools that understand context and brand identity. It sounds like layering tools is key. It really is. Think about using one tool for background generation and another for text layout. It's all about finding the right combination. So to sum everything up, what should we focus on to fix these? AI thumbnail errors? First, treat the AI-generated image as raw material, not the final product. Second, prioritize emotive faces and test your thumbnails on mobile. And finally, stay updated with trends and refine your workflow. Jordan, that's a lot to digest, but super valuable. Thanks for breaking it down, Alex. No problem. Remember, the tools in 2026 are different from what we had in 2024, so keep learning and improving. Absolutely. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.